The following is a paid program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the opinions of the management of this station or PAML Broadcasting. It's time now to take a journey into getting healthier and living a life that feels better and functions better. It's time to maximize your health with Dr. Eric Ashburn.
Good morning. Welcome to Maximize Your Health Radio. I'm your weekly health coach, Dr. Eric Ashburn, and I'm excited about this show. I'm going to share right off the bat some significant information that'll help you live longer and healthier, right? We live in a very fast-paced culture, right? We need to have fancy gyms, fancy diets. We're taking drugs now to lose weight. It blows my mind. But there's cultures around the world who have never done that stuff, and they're lean. They live longer. They're better health outcomes, better health markers. And I feel we should focus on that, right? I think we've been told to focus on all the technology, right? All the medication, all the medical industry stuff. But there's people around the world that are living excellently. They have great lives and they're living simply. And we got to learn from that. We got to learn what they're doing to make their life this much better. So I'm going to get into 10 things that these cultures do differently and why it's so important to focus on those features instead of just, you know, looking for a better gym, better diet, you know, trying to take more medication because it just doesn't work. The first thing they do is they have constant low-level movement, not exercise. I doubt any of these areas of the world know what a gym is even, but they have constant low-level movement, right? And you ever notice how we schedule movement, but our grandparents just moved? And so we're always trying to map out our day, be more efficient, more hyper-focused on things. And our grandparents, they just moved. And what these cultures do, they don't work out, right? They just walk to neighbors. They garden. They squat. They carry things. They stand up and sit down all day long. And often they sit down on the floor. So you have to get up from the floor to their feet. And these people are often in their 90s and hundreds doing these things. So it's real important to try to move more like these people do around the world. They call it the blue zones, but there's other cultures I'm speaking about too. And I took the top 10 things that these cultures do that'll help benefit us. And, you know, if you look at how your body works, moving your joints, they get nutrition, your nerves stay sharp, blood sugar stays stable. Western medicine treats the damage, you know, joint replacements, diabetes meds, painkillers, while these people, they just move their body. And you can't inject motion, you just have to live it, right? You just need to create habits around moving your body much, much better. So I'm going to challenge you guys this week, you know, park further away, right? While the TV's entertaining, while your phone's entertaining, your computer's entertaining, get up and walk around more. Your body always feels better when it gets warmed up and it's moving better, particularly in the colder months. Your body just is going to function better as well when you're moving much more. So, you know, avoid movement between or add movement between your tasks, not just at the gym. And if your body feels stiff or older than it should, it's not really age, right? That's missing motion. That's something we need to evaluate every day. So we don't really need gyms. I'm going to tell you a little secret. Workouts are good. They are. But in order to be healthy, right, you can look better at a gym, right? In a mirror, magazine model, you could look much better. But in order to maximize your health and top off your health levels, you just need to move your body. That's it. Just move it and it'll respond very well. Next thing I'm going to talk about is real food, right? You need real food and built-in limits. So these cultures eat bread, potatoes, they drink wine, and somehow they're not metabolically sick. Last week I spoke about this guy who was 107, 109 years old. And this guy, he ate pretty poorly. He smoked cigars all day long. He drank scotch for breakfast that day. But he's 107 or 109 years old and he had a good life, had his brain, his body worked good. So these people, they eat whole foods, slow meals, real important, slow meals with people. And they're very social around eating times. They're not eating in their car, right? They're not getting a coffee and downing it before they get to work. They're slowing down and they're eating around friends and family members. And afterwards, they often dance together. They're very socially interactive. And I feel that's a big missing part of our culture. We go out occasionally, we plan it, put it in our calendar, but we're not very socially minded just day to day. So they have no labels. They have no snacks engineered to override their hunger. They're just so much more health-minded without thinking about it. That's a cool line. I'm going to go with it. They're more health-minded without thinking about it. So their food regulates their hormones. And when their hormones work, their weight and inflammation levels self-correct. So medicine steps in after signaling is broken. These people are just eating properly, moving properly, and their hormones work as a side effect of eating properly, moving properly, go figure, and inflammation self-corrects. So if you think about it, drugs will never fix your metabolism. Because if you're taking a drug to change your metabolism, as soon as you get off that drug, what's going to happen? Metabolism is going to be where it was. It's probably going to be a little bit weaker because it never didn't have to work during the time the drugs are making it work. So I tell people, when you're sick, if you take an antibiotic, it takes your immune system, it shoves it in the closet. So your immune system's weak, it's in a closet and it can't fight, it's not developing any strength. And then it knocks on the door and says, all right, we took care of this infection, you come out now. And over time, your immune system just becomes weaker and weaker and weaker. So when you take medication to fight your battles, your systems that fight those battles naturally, they get weaker and weaker. So, you know, if you look, if your great grandmother wouldn't recognize it as food, your cells won't either. So it's real important to realize that. Next thing is they stop eating before they're full. I love this concept. Japanese have a name for it. I forgot what it is, but they say to eat to 80% full. That'd be so cool. Our food's very addictive now and we want to eat more. And I'm going to get into a little bit why we can't help but eat more and how to fix that issue. Many people hold on to weight in their body due to how our food is damaged, and they're eating food that's damaged and they have to eat more of it because they need to find nutrients. And I'm going to tell you how to solve that issue and drop weight faster than you ever have before. You're going to lose weight quicker than you ever have before. I'm going to talk about that shortly. But you know, what if the healthiest habit in the world is just stopping sooner? Just getting off the food sooner. And cultural cues tell them when to stop, not portion sizes or calorie apps. So once again, they're social. I went over to France 10 years ago and people, they sat around and they drank and ate together, right? They weren't trying to shove food in their mouth while they're, you know, walking around. They just sat and ate together and they're talking. So food was part of the social experience. It wasn't the main thing you're doing. So you ate a bite, you're talking to someone, drank a sip of coffee, talking to someone. It was just part of life. And they view food very, very differently. And when you look at these people do, you know, mild caloric restraint activates repair systems like autophagy. And autophagy is when your cells naturally get eaten by your body's immune system as they die off. So we're supposed to eat our cells as they die off. And the faster and better you can do that, the less inflammation, the less garbage you have in your junk pile, right? You don't have these old dying cells lying around your body. They get all cleaned up. Your body can work very, very efficiently. So medicine tries to suppress appetites chemically, but it doesn't work, right? You suppress appetites chemically when you should just be eating right. I'm gonna get into why that fails in a minute too. I'm gonna get into why the chemicals won't help you to suppress your appetite when your body wants food. So the plain truth is your body already knows how much it needs if you just listen to it. Okay, built-in social connection. This is one of my favorite parts of all these cultures. Loneliness is now as dangerous as smoking. That's been researched. Loneliness is as dangerous as smoking and no one prescribes connection. So your phone's not going to give you connection. Your computer's not going to give you connection. Only face-to-face interaction is going to give you that connection. So what they do, they have daily human interaction. Elders aren't isolated. People are needed. So in these blue zone areas around the world, and even other cultures I've woven into this segment, these people, they're very socially interactive. And because of that, they live longer, happier lives. And the connection lowers their cortisol and inflammation. And every disease we have now has a major piece of it caused by inflammation. And just that social connection lowers that, lowers your hormone cortisol, which is your stress hormone, lets your body work much better. So medication treats anxiety and depression. After isolation damages it. So we need to get off our butts, become more interactive. I don't know what's going on with the younger generation. I just heard at a college, it was a law college, they had classes showing people how to talk to other people. So it's just blowing my mind. These people are on their phones all the time and that mimics natural connection, but it doesn't give it to you. So the plain truth is mental health isn't just in the brain. It's in our relationships. We need to focus on relationships. This is my favorite part. I think I just said that, but this is my favorite point that they make. A clear sense of purpose, right? In these cultures, retirement doesn't mean irrelevance. They have a clear sense of purpose. They get up every day and they know they need to contribute and help other people. And that sense of purpose drives them to feel healthier, keeps them more mentally healthy, makes them much more active. So people wake up needed, right? By family, by their land, by their community. And that sense of need helps them tremendously. And purpose stabilizes their dopamine and protects their brain. So medicine treats cognitive decline after the disengagement happens, but being engaged helps their brain neurochemistry work that much better. So the nervous system rots when it has nothing to aim at. That's the key point. I love it. Nervous system rots when it has nothing to aim at. All right. Now, next thing is, this is important. We get very little of this. Raise your hand if you know what I'm going to say. Very little of this in our modern culture, and that's sleep. You know, sleep meds are up. Sleep quality is down. It's not a coincidence. So what they do, they're up by sunlight, right? They go to bed by darkness, and they nap without guilt. So if you could just think about those three things, right? Up by sunlight, down by darkness, and nap without guilt. That's incredible. If you could live that way, your life would be so much better, happier, and healthier. And so when you have a good circadian rhythm, it controls your hormones, your immunity, your repair structures in your body. So it's just so important to try to be up by sunlight, calming down by darkness this time of year. It's a little early to go to bed, I think, but you know, be more relaxed in the dark and nap without guilt. You don't need better pills. You need better timing. And morning light beats melatonin supplements every single time. All right, next up, they have low chronic stress. So they have low chronic stress, even though they have hard lives. And I feel that having a semi-hard life, not a hard life because you've been inflicted with hardship, but a hard life just by living it, right? There, you got to live and you got to get your food and grow your stuff. It's better for us. Living simple, lazy lives isn't good for us. So they don't have any time pressure to do stuff. They have no constant urgency. And stress hormone drives blood pressure, inflammation, gut disease. So that stress hormone, cortisol, it can really affect your body. And as I'm going to talk about this in about 10 minutes, I told you, and it puts more fat around your waistline. Cortisol puts more fat around your waistline, and the very dangerous fat underneath your muscle, right? Your cortisol derived fat or your visceral fat that creates disease, massive inflammation and damage to your body. And they don't have any of that. They have much flatter stomachs, much smaller midsections because their body's just working that much better, right? They minimize medication. You know, I have people come to my office all the time and they're from third world countries. They come in from a third world country and they feel that their healthcare system is inferior. Quite often, their mother just told them to go out in the field and pick an herb to take for whatever condition they have. And they feel that's far inferior than our modern medical system. And I tell them all the time, that's a far superior system. I love taking the herbs. Now listen, we have a system in our country where if you have a severe crisis, they got you, right? Our medical system can help you out of severe crises, but we shouldn't be going to them for every small thing. We should be taking herbs and doing more natural things to help our body work better. And they wait longer before intervening. So they don't walk and get drugs right away. So they wait longer and they need much less intervention overall. So every intervention has side effects and downstream costs, and prevention avoids that cascade. So I would say medication should be a seatbelt, not the engine. You should always take care of your engine, and medication should help you if you have a major crisis, as a seatbelt can. Next thing is microbiome exposure, not sterility. We sterilize everything thinking it's making us healthier. I know everybody listening right now, you have relatives, you see every day pulling out the bleach, pulling out all the antimicrobial cleaning products, and you say, you got to stop that stuff. It's so dangerous for you. So we've never been cleaner and we've never been sicker. So eliminate all the bacteria in your life, puts you in kind of a boy in a bubble syndrome, and it can destroy your immune system. Your immune system needs to work out. You need to give it heavy weights for it to train on. And that this way it's always strong and it can help you when you need it, when you really need it, when you're sick. So these people, they touch the soil, touch their animals. They're eating real food that isn't sanitized. And why that's better is your immune system needs training, not isolation. And medicine treats autoimmune disease after your immune system's confused. So what it comes down to is an immune system bored is an immune system that attacks itself. I can get into that with a lot more detail, but an immune system that's bored, right? Immune system that doesn't have to work at all, always attacks itself. And also, if you medicate it when you're young for every infection, your immune system doesn't know what to go after, and it goes after allergens, and you get massive allergies you never should have had. All right, last thing I'm going to talk about is how aging is normal. It's not a diagnosis. Pregnancy is normal. It's not a diagnosis. Aging is normal. It's not a disease. So what if aging isn't an issue? What if we're supposed to age? So if you think about this, you want to support your function, not fight time, right? You don't want to live forever. You want to have a great functioning life while you're here. So Western culture pathologizes aging. They have an area within medicine that focuses on aging as a pathology. And they say we're going to live forever if we can figure it out with science. These cultures preserve independence and dignity. So longevity without function isn't success. It's something that can really harm you, could damage you. And living a good life isn't something they focus on. It's just something they automatically do. One of the biggest things I want to encourage you to do is not focus on taking care of yourself once you have pain. By pain, I mean anything like extra weight in your body, headaches, right? You don't feel as clear-minded. You have more brain fog. Don't take care of it when you have pain. I tell my patients that all the time. Unfortunately, many people walk into my office. We're a very advanced neurologically-based chiropractic clinic. And these people walk into my office with pain, right? They don't come in saying, help me to be healthy. They come in and say, help me to overcome my pain. And it's not a bad idea, right? We can help them out tremendously. But it's always better to take care of your body before you get to that point. But so when people come to my office and they have neck pain, right? They have back pain, they have fibromyalgia, they have all sorts of issues, radiculopathy going down their leg, right? Radiculopathy, and that could include sciatica, can include pain in their hands, you know, they get radiculopathy in their arms, pain, numbness, tingling. That all means something. You got to listen to these signals. They come in with these issues and they overcome the pain very simply. We give them, you know, x-rays, we give them diagnostic testing. We have all sorts of testing we do, figure out exactly what's going on, how to get them better. But it's always better to take care of it before you get there. But people come in and they have pain and they don't realize that their pain tells them where they have issues. Some people say, my pain's the problem. I say, your pain's never the problem. The pain's the signal telling you you have an issue. If you have your pain in your upper back and lower neck, you know, that area where your trap muscles are always sore, you feel like you hold your stress in your upper back. If you have pain in that area, it's signifying that you have nerve pressure in those lower vertebrae in your neck, right? C7, T1, T2, T3. That's those lower segments in your neck and upper back. And those segments, the nerves coming off those segments, go to those muscles for sure. They go to those muscles and they create spasming in the muscle, which then creates soreness and pain. Those nerves also, very important, I tell this to my patients, very, very important to understand this. Those nerves go to your heart, your lungs, your thyroid, your immune system. They go to your whole upper back and inside your body between your chest and your back. Every organ is run by those nerves. So if you have pressure on those nerves and you have pain or numbness and tingling in your hands or something like that, it's telling you those nerves have pressure on them. And just like garden hoses, if you park a bike on a garden hose, it doesn't stop all the water getting through, but it'll stop some of it. And so the organs cannot run well when it's only getting some of the functional information that it needs. I tell people all the time, if you have heart disease and we see damage to your spine to the level that controls your heart, you can take all the medication in the world, all the blood pressure medication, all the cholesterol medication, you can even have heart surgery, it'll never correct the cause of how that organ broke down. Same thing digestively. You have digestive issues. If you have reproductive issues, urinary tract problems, prostate issues, right, men? That comes from your lower back. The most prominent condition we have in this country is lower back pain because we sit all day. We're not active. We're more obese than ever before, which causes more lower back pain. And lower back pain tells you there's pressure on the nerves in your lower back and they go to your leg. They create sciatica, radiculopathy, and they also go to all the organs. We have far more erectile dysfunction issues, sexual health issues with women, tons of digestive issues. And know what we do? We get another medical specialty, more testing to figure out exactly what's going on to give you the right medication. Well, what if medication was never the issue? What if the nerve pressure sending the information out from the spinal cord, from your brain, out to those organs to tell it how to run, heal, how to process the food you're trying to eat? What if that nerve function was compromised? What if you weren't getting information out to the organs? So this happens very frequently when your spine and nervous system get severely out of position. We take pictures every day in patients to figure out their exact position in their spine and nervous system, and it should be in a very exacting place. You should have normal curves in your neck, mid-back, and low-back. Should be 43 degrees measurable. And if you have these curves, if you have them perfectly placed, you have zero nerve interference. Isn't that wonderful? Zero nerve interference means you're functioning great. You're going to live for a very long time. I'm going to challenge you. Look around you, or maybe later in the day, look around and at the people you see. If you see people with forward head carries or heads out in front of their body, they're probably a lot less healthy than the person next to them. If you see people with, I'm not going to put this weird, but they have abnormal builds, probably they're a lot less healthy than the people around them because their spine is contorted and shifted and it probably they're in pain, but if not in pain, they're going to be in pain in the future. But there's pressure on their spinal cord, pressure on the nerves, which are it's the very wiring that controls every function in your body from your brain. Brain runs everything. I'll be honest with you, every doctor I ever spoke to said the brain runs everything. I believe it wholeheartedly. And if there's pressure between the brain and the body, your body can't work. Always use this example, but Christopher Reeves broke his neck at the very highest level, and he choked off 80% of what his body was trying to send, his brain's trying to send to his body. And if you remember Christopher Reeve, his body just shut off. He didn't damage these organs when he fell off this horse, but all the organs shut off or shut down because he disconnected these organs from his brain. So I'm going to encourage you this week, if you have any pain, any problem, if you know somebody with pain or problem, even if you don't have pain in your spine, if you have digestive issues, you have thyroid issues, you have glandular issues, your body's holding on to weight abnormally, come in and get checked out. I'm opening up 10 appointments this week for any one of you. Just, it's not a guarantee to start care. It's a guarantee to figure out what's going on with you. Like I said, we do very high level care. I work with our Olympic teams. You know, there's no doubt we can help you if you can be helped. But just come in. I'm going to open up 10 appointment times. I'm going to do the entire exam process for free. Take your x-rays, all that. I'm going to do it for free. And then we'll talk, sit down, and go over exactly what's going on with you. And talk about the solutions to getting better. What percentage of correction you can expect to get back to. But if you can get back to a percentage of correction, how phenomenal is that, right? I'm going to encourage people this week who have maybe thought about this, but always hesitated and never pulled the trigger to pull the trigger. Right? Just pull the trigger. Just pick up the phone and either text us or call us. Number is 845-896-1200. And text us the word posture right to that number or call us. We'll get back to you Monday morning. But the number is 845-896-1200. And I'm really trying to reach out to people who have been hesitant and saying, I should go in. I really should, but I'm so busy, because busyness is going to lead you to an early demise, and you could be much better just by coming and getting checked out and figuring out what you can do. So it's 845-896-1200. Give us a text. Text us the word posture, or just call us and say, I'd like to come in for one of those 10 free appointments, and we'd be glad to get back to you and set you up on the path to better health. All right, so now I'm going to get into what I was talking about earlier in the show. I kept teasing I was going to get into some issues as far as eating and weight loss. But our country, the major thing, we're the most obese country, not just in the world, but in history, right? We have more obesity. And just think about that. Really think about that. Wrap your brain around that for a second. We're the most obese country in history of this planet. So there's something we're doing horribly wrong. And it isn't always our fault. You know, they've really worked on trying to develop agriculture and food for speed and profit, not for our health. All the big agriculture companies, they're not talking about in the boardroom that we're healthy. They're talking about that they made more money for the shareholders. So it's very important to understand this thing. The food is damaged. It doesn't have the same nutrition in it. And there's almost no way to get it from food. Doctors tell you all the time, just eat more, you'll be okay. But doctors have zero nutritional training in medical school. They don't. So they can give you information on nutrition, but disregard it because they have zero nutritional training in medical school. They don't know what they're talking about. We need supplements. We need vitamins. We need these things, but you can't just randomly take them. So what happens is our food is damaged, and therefore, you know, you're not getting enough nutrients, enough micronutrition. Macronutrition is protein, carbohydrates, and fats. Our food has plenty of them. They built the food to be tastier, look better than ever before, but has far less nutrients, vitamins, and minerals. There's tons of research out there. Look it up. Far less vitamins and minerals. So you need to figure these things out, or you're never going to drop the weight. Your body's always going to be looking for more food to eat to find those nutrients that your body desperately needs. But until then, it's going to hold on to weight. And nowhere going to hold it. I spoke about this earlier. It's going to hold it around your midsection. Your cortisol levels will spike due to all the stress. That's a stress hormone. All the stress you have dealing with lower nutritional quality. It creates more inflammation in your body, more disease, and cortisol responds to that inflammation, and it puts more fat around your midsection. That's why unhealthy people, right? If you look for people that I call hard losers, you're not the same person as the other person that has to lose weight and the body's normally built. They just have weight all over their body. Certain people, they do that. They're just heavy all over. If they just ate cleaner, they lose weight quickly. But hard losers, they hold much more weight around their midsection, around their gut and their butt. And if you want to try to lose weight by working out more or dieting just the traditional way, I guarantee you it's not going to work. You're going to become more stressed. Cortisol levels are going to jump even higher, and you're going to just put on more weight as soon as you stop dieting. You ever did that before? You ever stop, you know, you try dieting and you stop dieting, the weight just comes back and brings more with it? Should never have to be that way. Your body should always be fully healthy. So we really break it down. We really figured out through technology exactly which vitamins and minerals you're deficient in. I mean, honestly, we could dial it right down to the exact stuff you need, the right quantity of it you need, the right supplement to take to put that back in your body. This way, there's no guesswork. And then we come behind that with whole food nutrition so your body can drop that weight. We're getting really close to, you know, it's going to be March before long. Weather's going to get warmer. Everybody's going to be coming to us saying, you know, I need to lose weight. I'm going to say, it isn't about losing weight. It's about getting your body working the way God designed it to work in the first place. If it's working the way God designed it to work in the first place, you'd be like those cultures I was talking about earlier in the show that are just healthy and they don't even know why they're healthy. They're just living their life because they're doing stuff correctly. But until then, we need to figure out exactly what you're deficient in. And then you have you eat really clean food and then walk you through a process and how to drop the weight. And I'm going to tell you something. People who do our system, they lose weight very, very quickly. I shared last week, I had a man, and this happens to pretty much everybody, but I had a man he's on day 26. He is on his 26th day in the program. He's down 25 pounds. And you might say, that's an anomaly. That's weird. Doesn't happen. Happens with just about everybody does the program because we really can dial in how to fix your metabolism, how to get it working better, how to have your body working properly, and the weight just wants to fall off. So we see so many people coming in and they've had gastric bypass surgery. They just got off GLP-1s and it didn't work for them, right? Or it worked for a little bit and then the weight came back. They say, I'm just doomed to never drop weight. They come in, give us a try, and then they're praising us. They're saying, I can't believe I can ever lose weight because we found the system. We found the way to get your body working better, get your metabolism working better. And then most people lose 20 to 40 pounds in the first 40 days. And then afterwards, we teach you how to eat properly and maintain it for the rest of your life. The program is designed to keep you lean and healthy for the rest of your life, not have you just yo-yo when you're done. I never just want to have you come in and do our system and then afterwards yo-yo back. I want you to lose the weight, have your metabolism work for you instead of against you once and for all, get you leaner, healthier, more mentally sharp and focused and just happier. People are so much happier when they're doing the right stuff and dropping weight. So if you want to take advantage of one of those 10 appointments, every week I open up 10 appointments for radio listeners, one of those 10 free appointments to go through our entire evaluation to figure out if you can drop weight, just give us a call or just text us at 845-896-1200. Text us the word loss, L-O-S-S. That's 845-896-1200. We'll get back to you Monday and get you on, you know, set up for an appointment. That's 845-896-1200. Text us the word loss. All right, guys, bless you. I'll be back with you next Saturday and Sunday with more Maximize Your Health Radio.
And you've been listening to Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn. To hear this show again or to recommend it to your friends, visit the podcast page at whud.com. Tune in again next Sunday at 7 a.m. for another edition of Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn, right here on 100.7 WHUD.